This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Talking local on WILO.
The Party Line Crew.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
Good morning and welcome to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 Party Line. Thanks to TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon, big deals, save money now and 24/7 at welovebigdeals.com. And Clinton Carroll, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. The online telecast at HoosierLandTV.com. Why are you giggling?
Can you tell what I got playing in the background?
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. It's over.
Because it's over. I like that. HoosierLandTV.com's broadcast is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Shoop's Country Foods, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoop's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, the Community Foundation serving Howard, Clinton, and Carroll counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marchand's Window Tinning, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services, LLC, Braden Business Systems, Avery Home Store, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, Jerry's Body Shop, and Mann Chevrolet GMC in Delphi. Pardon me, that's a long list. She's over there. I don't know. Maybe you're a little giggly because it was a long night, too.
Yeah.
So
yeah, lack of sleep has a lot to do with it.
I believe that. If you haven't yet, you can go to Clinton, Carroll, and BooneCountyDailyNews.com to check out all the results from the elections last night. And thanks to the crew that was here. Appreciate you guys that came in last night and helped with all of that. And so you can check out. Appreciate everybody that listened last night as well. We had a lot of listeners, and Melissa and I looked this morning just to see. We had, was it five countries? People in five different countries listening?
Mm-hmm.
And we had...
This kind of blows your mind after a while.
Was it like six in Germany?
Yeah. Germany's not uncommon, though. That's almost a daily thing.
Right,
but
I think
military it's because
we something.
Have a lot of military, I think, that are
But you'd think maybe
there.
One or two. No, we had six people listening in Germany last night.
Yeah.
And... Mexico and what were the other?
India.
I don't know.
Oh, Lord.
Don't even worry about it. Yep, that's all right. After last night, it's okay. We're not going to hold that against you. Netherlands was one of them.
Yeah.
Today, by the way, is May 6th. And if you are participating in the Senior Olympics with our friends at Day and Ginda Funeral Home today at 10 o'clock at the Library Art Room, it's Jigsaw Puzzles. And then at 2 o'clock, thank goodness it's nice out today, is Corn Toss, and that's at Paul Philippi Resource Center outside.
Mm-hmm.
So, inside if it rains, but what is the weather forecast? It is supposed to be sunny. Is it? Please tell me. Come on, give
you
me
know,
some good
honestly,
news.
Honestly, it's pretty sad. I hadn't even looked at the weather yet. Jason printed it off for me so I could see what it was. Today, mostly cloudy, highest 57. Tonight, partly cloudy, low. Ooh. Low of 38. No.
Does that mean we have to cover the flowers again?
Mine are up on the porch, so I'm hoping they'll... I didn't put them in the barrels. I was going to, but I chickened out and put them on the porch.
Okay.
Mostly sunny and 60 tomorrow. We'll take that. And then the showers move back in. Tomorrow night, Friday. And then for Friday, all day, Friday night. And then Saturday, sunny with a high of 73. So maybe we'll see a little bit of, and then showers again. So Mother's Day looking right now like it's going to be wet and stormy. So we'll just have to see what it does. Monday, mostly sunny and a high of 63. Tuesday, back to showers. So it's a roller coaster right now. So, yeah, showers, possible thunderstorm here and there.
Well, we've had a little bit of rain, so hopefully the water tables are getting back to there.
A little bit of rain, I think. I don't know. I can give you a little bit of a spectrum of now, just the east side of the county.
The rain has caused a few issues with sports, so we do have a new sports schedule out for baseball and softball. So here's the rest of the plan at this point. And again, that's still weather permitting, depending on how Mother Nature feels that day. Tomorrow, we're carrying the boys' baseball game. That's Rossville versus Carroll at Rossville. And then coming up on Wednesday next week, the 13th, it's girls softball, Rossville versus Western at Rossville. And then girls softball on the 16th, Carroll versus Clinton Prairie at Carroll.
Yeah, so that's the one that got rained out last night.
That's the one that got rained out last night. So they do have it rescheduled. So those are the games that we have left that we are still going to cover on HoosierlandTV.com. So we invite you to check those out as well. So
and then we'll give you an update when it gets closer to time. We know what the brackets look like right now. We're just trying to decide which way we want to go and who we're going to send where to do the tournament's sectional play.
And thanks to Don for stepping in for Sam while he's been off on paternity leave and so forth with the new baby. And so Sam is gradually coming back, so we're glad to have him start coming back. But really great to have Don and Isaac fill in, so we appreciate them for doing that as well. And you can check out Inside the Huddle here on Saturday morning again from 9 o'clock until 10, and we invite you to do that as well. Last night, election night, we do have some results. We were supposed to have a call-in here this morning, so I'm not sure if I get into the election results and then they call in, Dason is checking.
Again, they are all up, all the election results for the counties. I did not post all three counties on all three websites. Clinton County is on Clinton County Daily News. Boone is on Boone County Daily News. And so is Carroll County is on Carroll County News. So a lot of that I didn't get them put up until this morning, just simply because the final counts, the final numbers, everything that has been finalized and approved and all that stuff was done this morning. So,
well, I'm not sure that there was any more heatedly contested races than there were here in Clinton County last night. So I will just run through some of those. For Superior Court Judge, Tom Little won the vote last night, 2,195 over Sean Roundtree at 1,777. For Sheriff, Brendan Bright ended with, I hope these are the final numbers, by the way. I think these are these may not be. I think they are. Brendan Bright, anyway, 2,511. Ashley Kelly ended up with about 182 and Jake Myers at 1499. For Commissioners District 3, Jordan Brewer walked away with 3,399 votes over Richard Kelly at 596. And for County Council District 3, Patrick Connor had 508 votes while Joe Mink had 595 votes. Now, here's the thing. There were 4,957 votes cast. That's 24.56% voter turnout. And according to everybody last night, voter turnout was up over the state even. So up 8% in Clinton County, I think, is what we heard last night from Wanda. And so it was up across the state. So that's, I'd say, good news.
Yeah, I think so. I think, one, of course, we talked about the District 38 race being so hotly contested. And here in Clinton County, Mark Hufford won the vote. In Carroll County, it was a really narrow margin. Heath Van Adder had 51.6, and Mark Hufford has 48.4.
Wow.
So, yeah, a very closely contested race all the way around. And then, of course, they will Heath will be going up against Nate Stout, who is the Democratic candidate in November.
So that's kind of a quick rundown of what happened. But again, you can look into it more in depth just by going to Clinton, Carroll, or Boone County Daily News.com, or maybe all three if you want to know what happened in all three counties.
Yeah,
you can toggle across at the top of the screen.
It is kind of interesting, especially with the not so much the local, but with the state races. It is kind of interesting to go back and look and see how the different counties voted with the percentages and everything.
Sure. Yeah, and I think if people are from that county, if you're talking about Van Atter and so forth, did well in Howard County, but he's from Howard County, right?
Right.
And so Hufford is from Clinton County. Is he right on the border? He might be Carroll County.
He's right there on the border anyway.
Yeah. And so I can see why he did well here in this area. So, you know, a lot of that depends on where you're from.
Yeah, we only had one state senator race in the area. And that was District 22 for on Carroll County's ballot. I'll look at Boone County's here real quick, too. Ron Alting ended up with 57.2% of the vote on the Republican side, and defeating Richard Bagsby, who had 42.8%. So that was, I believe, I'll go back through and look, but I believe that was the only Senate race, but we do have our caller is now on the line if you want to jump into that.
That sounds great, because everyone can go to Clinton, Carroll, or Boone County Daily News and check those out. In the meantime, we are joined this morning by Roby Bales. Good morning, Roby. How are you today?
Good morning, Cindy. I'm just fine. The sun is shining. There's no raindrops in Michigan town as we speak.
Fingers crossed, but I don't know. I don't know if it'll last all day or not. But anyway, we'll take it while we can. Roby, of course, is BCS Boutique in Michigantown, and you are having a big event coming up this weekend. It actually kicks off on Friday and runs through Sunday. Would you like to tell us about your Mother's Day event?
Yes, I sure would. We are having all kinds of events going on. Lots of plants to sell, all kinds of hanging baskets, herbs, perennials, trees, shrubs, and of course lots and lots of annuals, tropicals, many, many, many plants for Mother's Day, pottery. I've already had several husbands and fathers out buying things. I have new sun catchers in, just all kinds of things, and I do have vendors coming this year too. Prep and Go is coming across the alley to do some breakfast pizzas and some chicken salad croissant sandwiches of some type or another, and fruit kebabs, and just all kinds of things. Man Smith's coming. Abigail Smith is coming with her delicious cinnamon rolls and a flower arrangement with, we're teaming up with a flower arrangement with her good blueberry muffin croissant things, and just all kinds of things. Moxie Maven's coming with her clothing and setting up. We're going to, hopefully Jeff will close down the alley here. He always does. He's very kind to close down the alley, and the vendors will be setting up down the alley here. And we have the foxes are going to be here. The crafty foxes will be here with their cute little 3D sheets and foxes and all kinds of elephants and things that I put my succulents in. And we team up, and they have scripture verses on medallions that are just beautiful. And we're just all teaming up together, and they'll be down the alley here and for Mother's Day through the weekend. Good food, a good fellowship, and of course beautiful flowers, and we're just praying for some good weather.
We are, fingers crossed. Well, I was in there the other day, and you have lots of beautiful things. I want to touch on the herbs for a little bit. You know, there's been this big, you have sourdough coming in. People have been really trying to focus, it seems like, on eating healthier. Have you noticed a jump in people getting into herbs because of that desire to eat better and have homegrown and things, you know, more natural?
Yes. Yes, they have, and they are, and especially the younger generation. They are very, they're making their own teas. They're looking for a health combination of the mints. I have spearmint and pineapple mint and all kinds of mints that I'm growing, and dill. They're very conservative, conscious about the environment too. I'm very happy about that. I think it's just pleasing what they're very conscious of what's going on in the environment and their health. They truly are. And they are buying vegetables. My vegetables are just $3. I think it's great because they're wanting to grow their own, so I don't think it's right to charge an arm and a leg. I grow my own zucchini and tomatoes and, you know, all the vegetables so that they can have them at a good price to put in their garden so that they can grow. I'm looking at broccoli right now, and I have fennel, and the kids can watch the caterpillars, the monarch caterpillars on the fennel and the dill, and watch them eat it all up, and then it grows right back. And I have all kinds of sage, and they bring their kids, and they help pick out the parsley and the zucchini and the, all the oregano. And yes,
gardening is becoming kind of a family event. You know, when I was a kid, you took your kids out. I went out with my grandpa, and I remember going out with him and gardening, and then my mom, you know, I would go out and work in the garden with them, and just teaching them that it's great. So I'm with you. I'm glad to hear that they're kind of starting to get back into that again.
Right. Do you remember we'd work all day long, and then we'd go to the garden after the day's work was done? And we'd go to the garden. We had a truck patch, and we would hoe after 6 o'clock at night in the garden and in the truck patch. Do you remember doing that?
I do, because it was cooler in the evening, is what we would always say. So I do remember that as well. You have a you have a lovely inside too. I don't want to leave out what you have, because I know you have lots of plants. But with Mother's Day coming up, you know, there are many, many things on the inside of your building that would please Mother as well.
Yes, we do. We have, what people are interested in are the solar. We have a lot of butterflies, hanging butterflies. A lot of people collect butterflies, dragonflies. I didn't realize dragonflies eat all kinds of mosquitoes. I don't know how I missed that, but I just don't know. But people come in and ask me. I thought, okay, well, I've got to figure out about this dragonflies. But anyway, I have dragonflies, hummingbirds, butterflies, and they hang. And they're solar, and they don't make a lot of noise, but yet they do. Anyway, I have all kinds of, hanging things that are very pretty and are in boxes, or we do put them in bags with tissue, wrap them up for Mother for Mother's Day. I have fragrances. I have Innis from Ireland. I have Sweet Grace. I have all kinds of collectibles. I have goat things. I have inspirational items, and of course I have my beautiful candles. There's just something for everyone here.
You also do flower arrangements.
Yes.
If someone would like to get some flowers made, and you either pick up, and I think you usually carry some that you can grab and go. Talk about that a little as well.
Yes, I have a cooler back here in the back, and Cindy was in yesterday. We've already got some made up, and we have more flowers that we're making more up, and I'm looking at canning jars that are bowed and wrapped and have beautiful carnations and roses and some daisies in them, and they are just, you can grab and go, or we can make whatever you'd like. I also do... I have gentlemen that run in the evening time and grab, they tell me what they want, and I just make what they want, and away they go. But yes, I have a cooler that's always full of whatever roses, or like now, if the plants are beginning to come through, I'll cut from gardens, sunflowers or like peonies. I have some beautiful coral peonies and lilacs and things like that, and make bouquets.
Oh, I love peonies. I love the colors. Oh, I love lilacs, too.
Hey, Roby, do you have the... I know you have a lot of perennials. And my kids know that perennials are the best thing they can get me, because I don't have time to work out in the garden, so I like to have the perennials that come up every year. They're kind of self-sufficient, other than a little fertilizer and that kind of stuff. Do you have the coral peonies in the pot by chance?
I have the red. Okay. I don't have the coral as we speak. I don't have the coral one. That one was popular a couple years ago. Now, can I get it? I can sure try. I am working on the yellow peony, too. That's more of a tree peony. Yes, that's more of a tree peony, and I am on the hunt of that one for a client. She wanted that. She came in yesterday and wanted that one. I do have the red one, and, of course, the Sarah Bernhardt, the traditional pink one on stock right now. But I do have the coral one in my garden, and they are just absolutely beautiful. And I can get it. Yes, I can get it.
You're fully stocked on geraniums out there as well, out front, so people can grab a pot and go. And that's one of the things I like. I mean, sometimes people don't have the time and they want somebody to do it for them. Well, you've done that, and they're all right out there in front, and you have every color.
Right, right, right. And back to you, Melissa, I do have a big stock of Nepta, which is a very, very good perennial, and I do have Redhead. That's the hot perennial right now that that is nice. It's a Spigalia, and it's a Redhead. It's called Redhead. It's an in bloom right now, and it has three shades of red and yellow and orange. So pretty. But I do have lots and lots of perennials
in stock.
And you've got
the perennial version of that. That's cool.
Yes, yes, yes. Uh-huh. Yeah,
I think a lot of people, what they see is normally the annual version of it, or biannual, because I always had luck with it coming back. But
yes.
Cool.
Yeah. Bleeding Hearts, yes, I have. Yes, they're all. I have the, if you come into the garden center, the left side is all perennials. The right side is annuals. And the designer hub is making me signs that hopefully will help direct people a little bit better also.
What do you find is the most popular, besides the cut flowers, because I know most guys think, let's get a bouquet. But what do you find is the other most popular item that people will pick up for Mother's Day?
Hanging baskets, hands down, hanging baskets. I probably have 200 hanging baskets, and hands down are hanging baskets. I don't know why. I think it's easier for them to grab and go, and I try to have hanging baskets that are like the calbacoas and the double calbacoas and the wave petunias. I want to say smaller. They are tipping out over the baskets, but they're not. In other words, they have a long ways to go yet, so the people can enjoy watching them grow. And I have a double petunia. That's just beautiful, and she's tipped in purple and white, and then the petunia is called Knees Bees, and she's yellow.
That's cute.
So it's a combo that they can enjoy watching grow all summer long, and I think that they come back year after year knowing that these are baskets that, that won't die.
Yeah.
Just the next day after they get it, you know, that they can count on them growing good. And sometimes the moms will tell the kids or their husbands, hey, you know, I want this. And they'll come and they'll say, my wife fit me. And I have vines. I have lots of vines. I have clematises and black-eyed Susan vines and Hyacinth bean vines and cardinal vines. I have native honeysuckle vines. People I'm noticing are trending for vines too, so I grow my own vines, and sometimes people come just to see Freckles, my bunny rabbit, and they feed her carrots, so the kids come and see her. So.
Well, and you just brought up a good point, native. There's the huge push for native plants, and that's huge that you have native plants.
I try, yes. It's hard, but yes, I try. It is really, natives are wonderful, and they're easy to grow, and that's what I try to carry. Everybody's crazy about milkweed. The hard thing about natives are that they want them to be pretty. Natives are pretty, but, you know, you don't get that big, beautiful blossom with a native, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
And it's really hard. Like the peony, you're talking about that coral peony. Peony, it's gorgeous. It's just gorgeous. But your natives, you know, they are pretty, but they're not that knockout dynamite neon color a lot of them are. So
right, sure.
When you come to the nursery, I can't have all of it like that. You know, I carry a lot of natives. I do.
You do,
I wish
for
I could
sure.
carry more, but.
The Mother's Day event is this weekend. It kicks off on Friday. Give us your hours for the weekend.
9 to 6 Friday and 9 to 6 Saturday. I'll be here before and after, so no worries on the hours. And then for the first time ever, I'm going to be open Sunday afternoon, 12 to 4, because of this confounded weather.
I don't blame so, you. I know.
We'll be here. We'll be here Sunday afternoon. So you come on out. Anybody and everybody would love to have you.
All right. Should be a fun event. Again, it's the Mother's Day event at BCS Boutique. She's having vendors come in. You can get food there that day. She has annuals and perennials and trees and shrubs and you name it, and a whole list of things on the inside of the building as well. Prep and Go will be serving breakfast. I know B's and G's, breakfast pizza. I think, the cinnamon cake. What's the, like the breakfast cake? I think she's doing those as well. So, and you can get sourdoughs, Moxie Mavens, Crafty Fox, lots of vendors there this weekend as well. Right on the main drag. You can't miss them right there on Main Street in Michigan Town. Roby, thank you so much. And by the way, happy Mother's Day to you as well.
And happy Mother's Day to both you girls, too. Thank you so much.
Have a great day. Yep, take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. BCS Boutique in Michigan Town's Mother's Day event kicks off on Friday. And we'll take a quick break and be back. You're listening to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7.